Today, we tell you about the Alternative Pathways to Secondary Education, APSE, initiative to be implemented in schools come September. Plans are progressing well for implementation of the Alternative Pathways to Secondary Education, APSE, initiative in schools for the 2016-2017 academic year. The program will be rolled out in schools on a phased basis, and students will be selected based on academic performance to spend an additional 2 years at the secondary level. 14 schools have already been selected for the APSE, and it is expected that approximately 10,000 students will be required to matriculate into the program. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, says $800 million has already been identified to fund the program.
It's an optional program catering specifically to the needs of those students who will be required to obtain additional subjects and additional competencies and skills to move into the world of work or to employment. And so in essence, there may be some of our students who are able to complete on a 5-year program. So the 7 years will allow for those of our students, almost 60% of our students when you look at the overall cohort, who would not have left the secondary level system with 5 or more CSEC or NVQ, and they now would need to obtain the additional support.
The APSE is to be institutionalized in all 167 high schools across the country, but the rollout in September will target schools that need the program the most. Students will be selected for a specific pathway based on their performance.
We would not be grouping all the students in the same classes. The SP3, for example, the special needs, they will have to be placed in areas where they can, the focus can be on, or the approach that is used will cater to the deficiencies or the special needs that they currently have. SP2, in the same way, these are students who are a little slower, may have had some issues and just did not do well in the exam, maybe have had a death or something, and you need to have some more focused attention. So you will have teachers who are specifically assigned to these groups to assist to bring them up to the level that they need to be, which of course would be SP1.
Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean. In completing the targets for the upcoming school year, the Ministry of Education says it is also on track for the full rollout of the National Standards Curriculum in schools. The curriculum will be comprised of 3 pathways to education at the secondary level.
Pathway 1 are for those students who can access the secondary curriculum with little support. Pathway 2 would be for these students who would need some support, some degree of support. Pathway 3 are those students who would need a lot of support for them to adequately access the secondary curriculum.
Deputy Chief Education Officer for Curriculum and Support Services in the Ministry, Lena Buckle-Scott. Mrs. Buckle-Scott says the duty of the Ministry of Education is to provide for students at the secondary level by enabling them to maximize their full potential.
The curriculum is learner-centered. What do I mean? We have used the constructivist approach to develop this curriculum. And so we have in place a curriculum which is catering to the needs of all our varied learners. That is, we have put in place differentiated learning to meet the needs of the varying abilities and interests of all our students.
Constructivist teaching means learners are actively involved in a process of meaning and knowledge construction as opposed to passively receiving information. This will aid in developing students' practical skills to enter the world of work. The new curriculum comprises 2 components: framework and teaching units, and teachers' guides for the various disciplines. Full implementation of the curriculum will be carried out on a phased basis. It will be implemented for grades 1, 4, 7, 8, and 9 during the upcoming academic year, and grades 2, 3, 5, and 6 for the 2017-2018 school year. Teachers, pathway coaches, and student leaders will undergo training between July and August. The ministry has been developing the National Standards Curriculum for the past 4 years.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.